This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. Hot topic this week for me. I've mentioned my twin daughters a few times because my experiences in life have allowed me to, you know, really understand quite a few things concerning women and their mental makeup, weakness, strength, but the power of a woman. And today's topic is, what is a goddess, or what would you consider a goddess or a queen or a woman that's empowered, a woman that have the perfect level of sustainment through the mind, the body, and the spirit. And I reference my daughters because as long as I can remember, I like to use a point of reference to them where I always would advise them that you are a goddess. You can never be no one, and I don't curse, so I'll say be or ho, you fill in the blank. And I thought it was profound for me because I've watched the mental abuse, the physical abuse. Women just be beat down behind that. So if I allow my daughters to think that if a boy hits you, then he likes you. Growing up, I grew up in the 80s, in the 90s. And we know what that transfigures into. And that's not correct. That's not right. No, he don't put his hands on you. That's not a level of expression to show that he likes you. So I want to get into real quick, real brief. Give me about 5 minutes. And I want to give women something to chase, something to strive for. Reflection. Look at yourself and see if you are a goddess, just based on my experiences and a definition of what I think a goddess is. And I believe a goddess is a woman who is inspired to give away something around her because of her sense of gratitude and abundance. I believe a goddess is a woman. I believe a queen or a woman that's empowered is a woman that understands that she has unlimited and an abundant amount of strength to make her life anything she wants. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is. I believe a goddess, a queen, a woman that's empowered, whatever you want to label it as, but I like the word goddess. I believe that is a woman who, because she focuses on personal growth, self-reflection, self-respect, something we touch on significantly on Mental Money. A woman who possesses and focuses on personal growth, self-awareness, the experiences in life, good or bad. They are filled with joy, love, peace, passion, and fun. Now, I'm sure out here, how do you do that? Well, life allows you to be able to systemically handle situations. And I want to touch on that again. A goddess, a woman who, because she focuses on personal growth, women, focus on yourself, focus on personal growth, focus on self-awareness. Because there's going to be some negative experience in life that's going to tap into somewhere where you're going to need to lean on a certain amount of solitude, a certain amount of joy, a certain amount of passion, a certain amount of peace, and a certain amount of love. That's where your focus needs to be. A goddess, a queen, a woman of strength, somebody empowered, a woman who at all times is always in the process of learning to know, to accept, and love herself on all levels. Women do the best job of acknowledging being selfless and doing it on behalf of somebody else. Women do a better job than men of thanking and allowing their happiness to start with someone else. I am not saying by no means be selfish or take away from something that you systemically do in a relationship. I'm saying in regards to wholeheartedly what you were born with and who you are, if you a goddess, you will always know and accept love yourself on all levels, your mind, body, and your spirit. You will always focus on personal growth, self-awareness, your experience in life, and you approach it with joy, pain, love, happiness, and peace. You are a woman that understands that everything that happens, anything that you want, it starts with you. You will always be inspired and will inspire those and give those around you a large level of gratitude and abundance. The consistency of that allows me to say, okay, now that's a goddess. We're not talking about cooking, cleaning, stuff we can do tangibly on your sex appeal, how you present it to other people has everything to do with what you do for yourself. Are you a goddess? Those that know a goddess, those that are a goddess, tag yourself, tag others, and let's continue to move in that direction because we need more goddesses in this world. Your mind just been fed money.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.